Hello, and welcome to the Teleseminar Basics Affiliate Training Call. I'm Dr. Jeanette Cates, author of Teleseminar Basics, and I'll be your guide for this evening's call. We're going to be reviewing the affiliate marketing materials, plus we'll talk about two different plans for affiliate marketing success. Now, if you're new to this particular Teleseminar line, let me remind you that you can mute your own line by pressing a star 6, and that way if you have to cough or are making any background noise, it will keep everybody else out of the loop on that particular background noise for you. Right now I have the lines totally muted, so you are welcome to cough on your own if you would like. I'll be opening up the line for questions a little bit later, but I wanted to make sure that we got a good start and got a good clean recording for those who couldn't be on the call live this evening. So let's go ahead and get started. One of the things to do in marketing any affiliate product is to choose a good product. And that's why I wanted to assure you that Teleseminar Basics is a great product. Now, I first created Teleseminar Basics in 2004. Since then, I have gone back and added and added and added additional pieces, and in fact, reintroduced it to the market in July of this year. It's a product that was created specifically for the purpose of helping users get started offering their own teleseminars. I have included everything you need to get started in the package. And I've continued to add more and more to it as we've gone along. So I can confidently say that there isn't a better course available for teleseminars at this price point on the market, or anything close. You can be confident that you've chosen a great product to promote. So now that we've done step one to find a great product to promote, what do we do next? The next thing you want to look at is the target market. So who's the best prospect for Teleseminar Basics? The low-hanging fruit, the obvious market, is anyone who actually uses speaking as part of the marketing for their business. So if you look at professional speakers, authors, consultants, coaches, those are people who traditionally maybe give seminars or do calls in order to their business. But there are a lot of other businesses that can use teleseminars for marketing their business as well. On the calls recently, examples of realtors, for example, who can use teleseminars to market their business. The other night we talked about a pet store owner and how she could use teleseminars to actually market her pet store or a pet site if she had a pet site online. So there are literally thousands of different markets that can use teleseminars. In fact, I haven't found a business yet that can't use teleseminars to market their business. Now let's take it one step further, because one of the things that we talk about in Teleseminar Basics is the ability to take the teleseminars that you actually are doing on a live basis and record those to create additional products. So when you begin to look upon teleseminars as essentially the beginning point in your product development process, then what happens is you begin to see that any business can create information products based on their teleseminars. And now you see that any business, anywhere, doing any type of service or product business needs teleseminars as a quick and easy way to get started on their product development. So again, I don't think I've found a business yet that can't use teleseminars to either market their business or to actually sell the teleseminars as a product or develop a product from the teleseminars that they can then sell to their existing client base and that will help them attract additional clients. So I believe that if you have a target market of just about anybody, regardless of your niche, you're going to find that Teleseminar Basics will fit that niche. Some of them are going to be more obvious than others. So as an affiliate, one of the things you're going to do is you're going to figure out, how do I take this product, Teleseminar Basics, and how do I introduce that to my list of XYZ type people? So that's part of your job as an affiliate. Now, as I've done affiliate marketing, and I can tell you that I make about 50% of my income from affiliate marketing myself, one of the things that I found is that there's two major approaches that we use when we're promoting an affiliate product. One is that we can send traffic directly to the product using your affiliate link, and we'll talk about variations on that. The second method is to send traffic to one of your sites then from your site, relay them over to the product with your affiliate link. So in the second model, traditionally, you're probably collecting emails and names along the way and then sending them on over to the affiliate product, whereas in the first method, you have a more direct link going directly from whatever marketing means you're using going directly over to the product. So I want to talk a little bit about these two different methods and give you some ideas of how to use some of the tools that we already have online for you in following some of these. If you happen to be online right now, I'm going to send you over to teleseminarbasics.com/affiliatetoolbox.htm. That's teleseminarbasics.com/affiliatetoolbox.htm. And that will redirect you over into the affiliate toolbox. I had to make a new link because it was too long to fit into email, so we had to do a little bit of a redirect there in order to get you to the right place on the website. Now, one of the things you want to pay attention to with Teleseminar Basics is that in order to fit the guidelines for ClickBank, TELS is the actual code that we had to use. So you see it right there in red at the top of that. In your ClickBank link, or your hop link as we often call it, Teleseminar is not Teleseminar, it's Teleseminar, T-E-L, Seminar. So that keeps it within the guidelines for ClickBank. So that's one of the first things that you want to be aware of, is that you want to be spelling that correctly. The second thing you want to notice here in your affiliate toolbox is that you have a lot of different types of tools that you can use. One of the things I've added in the last couple of days is the redirect links in the 404 page, so we're going to talk about that here on the call this evening. I normally suggest that you want to use a redirect link, and here's why. If you click on redirect link, it's going to take you over to that page. Let's say that you are using the ClickBank link, and you've sent an email to somebody, and you have your link in there. You've got your hop.clickbank.net/?, your affiliate ID, /Teleseminar. Well, that's kind of long and ugly. It's obviously an affiliate link because it has the question mark and other hot things in there. And it also isn't doing you any good. Yes, it's sending some traffic over to ClickBank, but it's not sending any traffic over to your site. So instead, what you want to do is you want to take that link and you want to put it into a page on your website. Now, the advantage is that you're going to be getting traffic over to your domain. It's going to be a much prettier URL that you can include in your emails. You can ensure that it's going to be short enough to fit into your emails. And it also lets you track traffic to different pages. So when you talk about how you want to redirect people from one affiliate tool to another, it makes it much easier if you have control over what those links are actually going to. Now, in order to create a redirect link, if you look a little further down the page, you see that we have an example of mydomain.com/TSB for Teleseminar Basics, or you could put Teleseminar, you can call it anything you want to, TSB.html. And you can name that slash anything you want to right there. It could be teleseminars.htm, it could be kates.htm, whatever you want to use there that reminds you of where you're sending people. One of the things I find very helpful is to create links that make sense to me, because in conversation, it's much easier for me to say, oh yes, I remember seeing that product on Teleseminars that will be very helpful to you if you'll just go over to mydomain.com/teleseminars.htm, you'll find it. Now, I would never be able to remember, oh yes, I remember that product on Teleseminars, if you just go over to hop.clickbank.net/?, etc. That's not a natural way to say it in a conversation. But instead, if you create the links that make sense to you, then you can use those in a conversation just as easily as you can in an email. So that's one of the things that you want to do, is create this redirect page. Now, how do you do it? I'm going to assume that you probably have a website, and you probably have a way to create pages on your website. So what you do is you create, and I've got it in step 1, 2, 3 down here, you create a blank page on your website, You name it whatever you want it be. So in this case, I would name it tsb.html. Then you open up the HTML side of that page. So it's got all that that with bracket HTML. You get rid of everything that's already in there. Sometimes they'll put some basic stuff in there for you. You don't want to bother with that. You just want to get rid of everything in there. And you're going to copy just between where it says that start HTML and the end HTML. So there's only about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there's 7 lines. So you're literally going to run your mouse over those, and you're going to do a right click to copy them, and then you're going to right click to paste them into your web page. Make sure that you change that code right there to put your actual affiliate code into that link. So you put your ClickBank ID right there in the X's. And then save it. That's all there is to it. Upload it to your website and it's ready to go. So then you would, anytime you wanted to refer to this product, you would just give them the URL of mydomain.com/tsb.html. And now you have a way that you can redirect people into the correct place. Hang on just a minute. I'm hearing some voices out there. If you would mute yourself. I'm sorry, I'm hearing some voices. Thank you. So essentially, if you will just use the redirect link, it will save you a lot of problems with some of the hop links and other things like that. So it creates a lot of, really a much more professional look to the links that you're sending out to people in order to get traffic back over into the affiliate page. Now keep in mind, that's going to put them directly at the front page of Teleseminar Basics. So that redirect link is designed to put them right at the front page with your affiliate link already embedded in there. So let me encourage you, if you haven't done those before, that's an easy way to do a redirect link. Now sometimes you'll use a fancier program. I use Affiliate Link Cloaker. There are a lot of other link cloaking programs out there. But this is a really quick and dirty way to do it, and everybody can do it because it's just standard HTML. So that is typically the way I start when I'm going to market an affiliate program. I want to get a redirect page on my website. That way I'm sending traffic over to my website, I'm reinforcing my website name, and I'm also controlling what that redirect link goes to. The second thing I would typically do is to take one of the articles. So you notice that we have articles on the affiliate toolbox. So I've gone back to the affiliate toolbox main page, and when I click on articles, we have two different articles on there right now. One is What Mother Never Told Me, Teleseminars, What Mother Never Told You. And the other one is Teleseminars for Fun and Profit. Now, you can take either one of those articles, just simply copy it directly out of here, and you'll notice at the very bottom it has my resource box. So at the very bottom of the top one, it has Jeanette shares more tips and tricks in her popular course at Teleseminar Basics. Well, right there, instead of using just the naked Teleseminar Basics link, you instead put your redirect link in there. So it would be at yourdomain.com/tsb.html. So now, again, you have reinforced your domain name, and you've also sent them to a redirect link. So you are welcome to use those articles. Replace the Teleseminar Basics.
Teleseminar, I don't know what you're doing.
I'm sorry. Are you asking a question on Teleseminar Basics? I'm hearing somebody ask questions, but I'm not sure. It should have been muted, so I'm not quite sure how somebody's asking questions. Okay? So I'm on the affiliate toolbox. I'm looking at the articles, and at the bottom of each article, instead of the plain teleseminarbasics.com, you can replace that with your affiliate link and then use those articles. Now, where do you put the articles? Send the article to your list. So if you typically send articles and share articles with your list, this is a good way that you can get them interested in the teleseminars. So share an article on teleseminars with your list. Post it on your blog. Add it to your website. Any place that you would traditionally put an article, go ahead and use these articles on teleseminars that I provided to you, and go ahead and put those any place that you typically put articles. Now, in addition to the couple of articles that I have for you here, you can also write your own articles. And to write your own article, what you want to do with that is that you want to base it on your experience with Teleseminar Basics, so you probably already have the product, you've used it, and you've gotten some results. So that's an ideal time that you want to go in and write your own article about teleseminars, what people need to know about teleseminars, and how they can find out more about it. What you did with teleseminars and how successful you were with the teleseminar based on what you learned from Teleseminar Basics. Nothing is more powerful than a personal endorsement. So anytime you're able to give a personal endorsement of a product, you have a much more powerful platform on which to stand to refer somebody over to that product. So your personal article on your personal success is by far the most powerful type of mailing that you can do for a product. And closely related to that would be writing a review. So if you typically have reviews that you do on various products, then write a review on Teleseminar Basics. Now again, you can post these reviews any place that people traditionally take articles, and there are a lot of different article sites where you can send out articles. I typically take and distribute all my articles through submityourarticleonce.com. That's submityourarticleonce.com. It's a monthly fee, but I can submit up to 8 articles per month, and they take care of sending those articles to about 600 different sites and e-zine publishers who then turn around and reprint those articles. So if you've written an article or you've written a review, those are good places that you can submit them. If you want to do it on a site-by-site basis, I always start with ezinearticles.com, E-Z-I-N-E articles.com, and then ideamarketers.com. Both of those are extremely good places to submit your original articles. So if you're going to take the time to write your own article, or to write a review of a product, you definitely want to make sure that they get submitted and get good distribution. Now, let me go back over to the main page of the Affiliate Toolbox. And when I go back over there, I'm going to look for emails. Now, emails are another way that you can use some prepared items and take these prepared emails, copy them. I would do some editing because essentially, if you send them out exactly like this, you have a good chance that somebody else may have sent out exactly the same thing and they didn't edit it. But if you take the time to actually edit the email and make it sound more like you, take some of the paragraphs, reword them, reword the introduction, talk about how you've used the product, talk about somebody else who you know of who has used the product, talk about any of the other aspects of it. But if you personalize that email, it's going to be much more successful. It's going to sound more like it's coming from you, and it's not a canned speech from somebody else. So I've given you an email there that you can send out to people about it. You can take and chop that up and use just different pieces and parts of it. Whatever's going to work for you. So that's one of the things that you always want to look for when you're looking, for example, at the affiliate toolbox for a product. You want to find out what do they already have available, and then you adapt those pieces to your particular style. Now, here's one of the things that becomes very important to you in the long run. They always talk about affiliate income being something that's kind of passive long-term revenue because it can keep coming in on an ongoing basis. The way you do that is that you create an email message that you're going to send to your list. Now, you send it to them live. You essentially broadcast to them once. Then after that, you add that email message to the autoresponder sequence that goes out to all of your new customers. So let's say that you had a group of coaches who were on your list, and you have a whole series of emails that they receive over a period of time, so that once they've bought your How to Be a Better Coach product, they now are going to get additional emails about how to use that product, and then you start pointing them toward other products that would be valuable to them. You just add your email message then to that sequence so that at a particular point, let's say at day 42, they're now getting the message from you about adding teleseminars to their marketing mix. And by the way, the best product on the market to do that and learn how to add teleseminars to their marketing mix is Teleseminar Basics, and you'll find it over at your URL. Then again, maybe on day 84, you bring that back in and you say, if you're looking for a fast and easy way to create product, you'll want to start with teleseminars. And by the way, the best product on the market to create teleseminars and to begin creating your products is Teleseminar Basics, and here's the URL. So that now this becomes a standard part of everybody's sequence. So whether you're actively marketing Teleseminar Basics, or whether you're even in the country sending emails physically, that autoresponder sequence is continuing to do your marketing for you on a long-term basis. So the beauty of that is that you don't have to think about it. You only have to plan it one time. And once it goes into that sequence, it's going to keep repeating for everybody new who enters that particular sequence. They're going to get that autoresponder message on day 42, again on day 84. So that you've pre-planned that and positioned those messages to deliver the sales message even when you're not there. So that's one of the things that I particularly enjoy having, is that ability to add that to the autoresponder sequence. And again, if you've taken the time to craft a good email that you've sent to your list, just go ahead and take that and add that to your autoresponder sequence in order to get double duty from it. Now let's go back over here for a minute, back over to the main page of the affiliate toolbox, and you're also going to find easing ads. And I only included a couple of these. I don't do a lot of easing advertising, so I figured that these would probably be sufficient. I think you've got like six of them here for you. And it depends on the easing as to which ad is going to be the most appropriate for you. Again, you're going to change that affiliate URL there in the bottom line to be the redirect page that you create, so that now you can take those same ads, just copy and paste them, and then find the easings that you want to do advertising in and buy an ad. A lot of ads and easings may be $5 or $10, and you have to experiment with these. Some of them are very successful, some of them are not. But if you find that you have a particular easing where your ads are better responded to than others, then you want to go ahead and place a Teleseminar Basics ad there, as well as other affiliate products that you're advertising. Because some newsletters are definitely much more responsive than others. I find that if I'm going to do easy advertising, I usually like to get what we call the top sponsor ad. So it's the first ad that shows up in the e-zine, even before somebody's article. If I can't get top ad, I usually don't do advertising at all. The only other place I would put it would be like in the middle of an article. So they have an article, an ad that goes in the middle of the article that kind of splits the article, that would be another place to put it. Now you can take these same easing ads, and if you're going to publish like an article on your website, you can break up the article in half and put an easing ad right in the middle of the article. Or you could put it above the article as kind of the sponsor ad. So the very same e-zine articles that we traditionally have used in e-zines can be used also in a blog or on a website. The languaging is already there for you. It's a matter now of you just picking those up and putting them someplace where they're going to be proving effective for you. So that's one of the things that you want to keep track of. Now, one of the things that you can do, and this may be little bit more complex, but hang in there with me. Let's say that you've created a redirect page for tsb.htm. Now you want to run an ad, and you want to find out, is that ad effective? How many people are actually clicking on that ad? You could now have tsb.html, and that would, you could then see how many people actually clicked on tsb1. You could have tsb2.html for a different ad and see how many people clicked on that one. So all of those are possible, and an easy way to track the number of people actually clicking on a particular URL is to just have a different URL for each ad or even for every article. And by being able to create that redirect page, the code of the redirect page is going to be exactly the same. It's just going to have a different name. So that's an easy way for you to go through and do a little bit more tracking. Now let me give you two more ways that you can do some pretty simple marketing with the tools that you have available to you right there in the affiliate toolbox. This one is the 404 page, and you see this is a new one that I've just added on here. Let me give you an example of a 404 page. If you had gone to teleseminarbasics.com and you had typed in teleseminarbasics.com/XYZ, that just shows you what the 404 page is going to look like. So what this does is, normally if you type in something like XYZ, and there really isn't a page called XYZ on a website, you get this nice, ugly browser page that says, "So sorry, Charlie, this page doesn't really exist. Contact the webmaster, go back to the basic URL, do all these different things." It's in plain black and white print, and it looks like an error message. Instead, you can create what we call a 404 page, so that if anybody does create or does type in an error page on your website, then instead they get this pretty page that says 404 error, page not found. Sorry, the page you requested was not found. But since you're here, we have a very special offer just for you. Profiting from teleseminars just got a lot easier. It has a picture of the Teleseminar Basics box, and then a click here to check it out, with a link then to take you directly over to the Teleseminar Basics sales page. And of course, you would put your affiliate link into there. So what we've done is we've created the code to actually generate this page for you. Now, you could add this on any website that you own. It doesn't have to be on just the one where you're redirecting people to Teleseminar Basics. So let's say you have four or five different websites and you would like to have additional revenue from Teleseminar Basics. It makes it very easy then for you to actually put this 404 error page on every one of your domains. Now, in order to do that, if you go to the affiliate toolbox, you click on the 404 page, we're going to follow exactly the same process that we did before. So we're going to create a new blank page on your website. This time, you don't have a choice on how you're going to name it. It is going to be named 404.shtml. It has to have the S in front of it, and that's what says, hey, this is the 404 page to use for errors. And then you just copy all of that code you see right there between the start HTML and the end HTML. You need to change your affiliate link right there. You see the red. That's where you want to change your affiliate link and make sure you get your ClickBank ID in there. But essentially, that's what's going to allow you now to create the 404.shtml. And when you do that, it automatically will show up anytime somebody types the wrong URL into your domain. It's a much easier process than it sounds like. So just walk through the steps one step at a time, and that will get your 404 page up there for you. It is amazing. You will be amazed at how much you can sell from a 404 page, because people are typing in errors all the time. If you used to have a URL and you've changed the URL for some reason, they type it in, or they come from a search engine and they find the 404, lo and behold, they're going to find that particular error page and a link to a product. So that's a great way of getting what we call quiet sales. Those are things that you're not actively doing. They're just working in the background all the time, quietly generating sales for you. Then the last thing that you can use for pretty quick traffic, and that is to use pay-per-click ads. If you go over to Google right now and you type in teleseminar, you generally will find, type in teleseminars with plural. Let's see if we've got any ads running this evening. You'll generally find one or two ads for Teleseminar Basics running over there. And when you find those, then you can get an idea of the different types of ads that you can run for teleseminars. I usually advertise under teleseminars, teleseminar marketing, teleseminar speaking, host your teleseminars. There are lots of different keyword phrases that you can work with to actually put your pay-per-click ads up there. Keep in mind that Google is one source of traffic, Overture is another, and MSN has also started their pay-per-click traffic as well. So that's another place that you can actually set up ads if you want to use advertising to drive traffic back over to your affiliate links. Now, that takes care of what I consider really the basics of doing affiliate marketing. And when you're marketing an affiliate product through ClickBank, as you are with Teleseminar Basics, the tools are already there for you in the affiliate toolbox. It's a pretty standard link that you're going to be using. I do suggest that you use the redirect link, but I think if you just use the tools that are already in the affiliate toolbox, that will give you about 6 different ways that you can market Teleseminar Basics. And most of these are things that once you set them up once, you don't need to do anything with them again. The articles are really the only thing that you really want to proactively think about on an ongoing basis. And I will send you an email when we post additional articles into the toolbox so that you can have additional articles to distribute to your list as well. Now, that's the basic method where you're sending traffic directly from your affiliate link directly over to Teleseminar Basics. Now, let's spend just a minute or two on the more advanced affiliate marketing model. Under this, you essentially set up your own landing page where you write some copy for that page and you send the traffic over to that page. You collect names and emails there, and then you redirect them over to the product. Now, the advantage of doing this is that you're going to be building a list of people who are interested in teleseminars. You create a longer-term business, so you're adding people to your list at the same time they're kind of expressing an interest in teleseminars and how to do their own. And you can then always add them to your list, and you can be sure that they're using your affiliate link to come over to Teleseminar Basics. The disadvantage to that is that you actually have to build the pages or a site. You have to write the copy for it. You have to offer something in exchange generally, and that usually is going to be a free report or a recording or something along the way. And then if you follow up, you're going to be sending them follow-up messages from the sign-up that they did with you, and they'll also be getting follow-up messages from Teleseminar Basics, so there's that potential for kind of confusion back and forth. When I follow this plan, I usually use an ebook that I bought from Charlie Page called Affiliate Success Today. It's over at AffiliateSuccessToday.com, and I think it is by far the most concise, precise, step-by-step marketing materials I've seen on this. It's about a $25 ebook, and it's something that I found works every time. If you follow that particular plan, he's got a 10-step plan that you do for doing this type of marketing. So for me, that by far is the easiest way to do it, is to just follow that 10-step plan that Charlie outlines and go through those steps one at a time and create a separate site, begin drawing traffic to that site, building a list. Now, one of the things you have to ask yourself if you're going to do that is, do I want to have a list of people who are interested in teleseminars? Or is this the same list that I already have of coaches that I'm already marketing to for something else? Unless you're going to draw new traffic and get new names to it, it doesn't necessarily do you a lot of good. So, particularly if you're offering a range of affiliate products, you have to ask yourself on each one of those, do I want to build a list on this particular topic? For example, I have some home improvement affiliate products that I sell. I have a separate list of people who are interested in home improvement, but I don't mix those people with my teleseminars people, for example. So I have to maintain 2 different lists. I have to market to 2 different lists. I have to do 2 different sets of autoresponders, 2 different sets of newsletters. It's like having 2 separate businesses. So you always want to ask yourself, do I want to get started in a separate business or a separate area over here, totally separate from what else I'm doing? And are these new people coming into this list, or are these people that I already have on my list and I'm just kind of redirecting them? So that's when I decide whether I'm going to create a new site to do my affiliate marketing through or whether I'm just going to continue to use my existing materials and merely send them directly over to the product. So that gives you an idea of 2 different affiliate models that you can follow, all the affiliate tools that we have in Teleseminar Basics, and hopefully that's answered some of your basic questions. Now, let me open up the line and see if anybody has additional questions.
This line is now unmuted.
Okay. So let's see if you have any questions.
Hey, Janet, this is Wayne. Can you repeat that URL for Affiliate Success again?
It's Affiliate Success Today.
Okay.
And that by far has been the easiest, the fastest one that I've used.
Any spaces? Because I can't get to it.
Really? Let's see. I've got...
Well, my spelling is not the best this year.
Affiliate.
That's it. Affiliate.
You're right. Your spelling isn't good today.
Thanks.
Yes. And did you get a 404 error? I bet I don't have a 404 page on that one.
No, it dropped me into Google saying, did you mean?
Well, they're always trying to be helpful. Other questions?
Jeanette, this is Joanne in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
I'm just curious, how do you keep track of your customers and put them in a database so that you can send emails to them or autoresponders to them?
Oh, yeah. I
that it goes through ClickBank.
Oh, okay. Well, this is beautiful. I use the shoppingsystem.com, which is my version of One Shopping Cart. And I have all my autoresponders set up there. Now, when I sell a product, the first place that they go after they've left ClickBank is they go over to a registration page that says, thanks so much for your purchase. It will show up as a ClickBank charge. I need to get your contact information so we can remain in contact, and you can go over to the download page. So that's where I'm getting the customer information automatically entered into the autoresponder that follows up with them after they purchase.
Oh, so they don't go directly to the download page.
No.
Okay.
I don't want them to go directly to the download page because ClickBank, the only thing they pass on to you is the name and the email.
Right.
And sometimes I want to be able to mail them postcards. I want to make a telephone call. So I usually ask for at least a voluntary mailing address and telephone number. But at the minimum, I mean, I used to manually put them in. It was real time consuming to pick up all your ClickBank orders for the day and then go over and enter them in the right autoresponder because I sell quite a few products through ClickBank, and it was very time consuming to do that. So as soon as somebody purchases the product, I send them over to the page and tell them that I need to gather their information, and then from there I take them over to the download page. And that way I'm sure that they get into the right autoresponder message. Otherwise, you know, in this particular case, I probably have sent out at least 6 or 7 updates with new information, new bonuses added, new things all the time that are coming up. They're not on the list. They don't get the full benefit of the product. So I want to make sure that everybody who buys the product actually gets on that list. So it's really critical.
Right. And this form that you set it up in One Shopping Cart, a custom form?
Yeah, it's a custom form, and it goes actually on the website. So they're back at the Teleseminar Basics website. But they're doing a registration back in a hidden page before they get to the hidden download page.
Okay. This seminar has been very helpful.
Oh, good. I'm glad that was helpful.
Now all I have to do is decide how I'm going to market this to my list because my list is something completely different.
Well, who's on your list?
Well, I'm the tax lien lady, so it's people that are interested in tax liens. So,
okay, but almost everybody who's interested in tax liens has another business. So think
right,
about
right,
it not
right.
as, you know, that this is a marketing a tax lien opportunity as much as it is, I know that you have another business that you're involved in, and this is a way that I found that you can market your business.
Well, I do send out bi-monthly at least newsletter or e-zine. So I thought the e-zine ads would be great because I could just stick them in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And track those. So find out how many people are clicking on them so you have an idea of what the level of interest is.
Yeah, I kind of missed the section that you did on tracking today. I'm going to have to listen to the replay.
Well, the other thing I was thinking as I was going through some of this, it might be helpful if I did some of these things as Camtasia movies to actually show you how to do them.
Oh, that would be great.
Would that be good?
Yes.
Okay. I'm hearing some agreement there. Okay, so I'll do a few Camtasia videos to show you how to use some of these more complex tools. So those will make it a little bit easier as you go through and do that. But for example, when you're doing, essentially what you want to do is the redirect pages, but for every ad you place, now if you're using the one shopping cart, you have an ad tracker already built in there. So you can track how many clicks you get from people on those. So it's already built in.
Is that, for which version is that built in? Because I only have the basic.
All of them.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh yeah. I'll include my ad tracker videos in there.
Oh, great.
Because I did another call. In fact, I did a call with one shopping cart telling people how to use ad trackers. So I'll include the copy of that call as well as the ad tracker videos.
Oh, great, Jeanette.
And then that way you can see how you can track your different ads, because you can put a different tracker behind every ad, and by using the different tracker behind the ad, you then find out which of the ads is the most popular.
Great.
So I do that a lot in my newsletters, and a lot of the things that I send out, I'll often have ad trackers behind everything, so I find out what people are clicking on so I know what to do more of. Cool.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm so glad I listened to this teleseminar tonight.
Other questions that have come up? Has anybody else come up with any questions? Okay.
Jeanette?
Yes.
I just had a quick question about a URL.
Uh-huh.
This is Catherine. You had mentioned to distribute up to 600 sites for an article that you've written.
Oh, yeah.
Submit your article. What was the correct URL?
SubmitYourArticleOnce.com.
Thank you.
I just find that it's so much faster than everything else.
Jeanette, I just want to say that I use the two that you mentioned, Easen Articles and Idea Marketers, I use them now exclusively. And I always get syndicated from those two sites.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, if you do submit your article once.com, you'll find that there are a lot of other article directories that will also get you a whole lot more traffic as well.
I guess I'm just afraid to do it to something that submits to everybody all at once, because I know they all have different requirements.
Well, they do, but you have to go in and register with the various sites that you want them to submit to. So, for example, I don't submit directly to Easing Articles any longer. I go through submityourarticleonce.com, and they take care of putting it in Easing Articles for me.
Oh,
and
okay.
Idea Marketers and all the other places that I used to do manually.
Okay. But you have to, somehow through them, you have to...
You go in and you give them the ID that you use for Easing Articles and the ID that you use at Idea Marketers and all the different article sites. You give them those passwords and usernames, and then that way they automatically can submit that for you.
But is it worth it if you're only submitting to those two sites?
Why would you only be submitting to those two sites? Exactly. There's more traffic out there, really. Easing Articles, I think, by far is the heaviest trafficked one, and it's the one where I get most of my traffic coming back off of articles. But I also know that when I go in to check my link popularity on a particular article, it's usually coming from 40 or 50 different sites, not just from Easing Articles.
Okay. And how do you find out about them? If you go to submityourarticleonce.com, will they give you the names of all these different...
I don't think so, because that would be essentially giving their competition all of their insider secrets. Then their competition would just have to go out and find out who all they were submitting to.
So then how do you know where to go to set up your account?
When you get ready to submit the article, depending on the content that you have in the article, you tell them what type of an article it is, and then they'll give you the list of the sites where they are going to be submitting it, and you go in and sign up at those various sites.
Okay.
So you have to do the sign up the first time you submit it, but after that it's automatic.
Okay.
And they only tell you about sites when they add new sites in that particular category.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? We've covered a lot of territory this evening.
Oh, this has been great.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you all joined me this evening.
Hey, Janet, one question before you leave.
Sure.
I jumped on late. Is this going to be posted someplace? So I can listen to the beginning of the call? Or
yeah, it's going to be over at teleseminarbasics.com /affiliate toolbox.
Okay.
I think it's affiliatetoolbox.htm. But I'll send an email out to everybody so they know where to find the replay. I'll put the replay there. I'll add the training videos and the ad tracker videos if you're using the One Shopping Cart system. So then that way it'll put everything all in one place for you, so you'll have lots of resources to go back and use. Now keep in mind, you know, I selfishly do this from a perspective of teleseminar basics, but these same principles apply regardless of what it is that you're offering as an affiliate. So get in the habit as an affiliate marketer of following these same guidelines for every one of the products that you begin to promote, because it gives you a much better chance of success and the checks are bigger. And that's what we're all after, is the bigger checks coming in more frequently.
Exactly.
So,
Jeanette?
Yes.
Okay, it's Catherine again. So that I'm clear, we basically just send prospective buyers to your site through our link.
Right.
And if they purchase, then
you get credit for it.
But you're keeping them on your autoresponder, correct? So they're getting all the updates. You're doing all the work.
I do all the work. Well, and see, that's the beauty of an affiliate program. As an affiliate marketer, your responsibility ends when you refer somebody over to the site. As the owner of the product, I create the site, I create the product, I deliver the product, I do all the customer support, I do all the follow-up, I take care of the conversion. Our conversion rates on Teleseminar Basics right now are running between 10 and 15%. So it means that out of every 100 people
wow.
you send, we're converting a very high number of those people into paying customers.
Okay. Excellent.
So, you know, it's been really good business for all of us all the way around. You receive your affiliate commission really doing the referral over, and I do all the work.
Okay.
So it's the best of all worlds, really.
Well,
exciting, yeah.
Jeanette, this is Joanne again. I got to tell you, you're my model for success, and that's why I'm on this call, because I'm modeling my product that I created because I listened to your teleseminar basics after you, and I want to model you and do the same things that you've done.
All right, thank you. Testimony right here on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining me this evening. If I can be of any help to helping you promote Teleseminar Basics, then certainly it's in both of our interests to help you sell more. This is Dr. Jeanette Cates, the Internet Strategist for Small Business and author of Teleseminar Basics, saying good night, and here's to your online success.
Good night, Jeanette. Thank you.
Good night, Jeanette.
Good night.
Thanks.